AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Senior U.S. and Chinese negotiators have agreed on a framework to get their trade negotiations back on track. The meetings appear to focus on resolving disputes over mineral and technology exports. It's not clear whether any progress was made on the more fundamental differences over China's sizable trade surplus with the U.S. The announcement came at the end of 2 days of talks in London that wrapped up late Tuesday. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports a federal appeals court is set to hear arguments in Trump's bid to erase a hush money conviction.
President Trump's quest to erase his criminal conviction is heading to a federal appeals court. A three-judge panel in Manhattan is set to hear arguments today in the Republicans' long-running fight to get the New York case moved from state to federal court. Trump is asking the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to intervene after a lower court judge twice rejected the move. If the case is transferred to federal court, Trump could then seek to have the verdict thrown out on presidential immunity grounds. It's one way he's trying to get last year's hush money verdict overturned. The Manhattan DA's office, which prosecuted Trump's case, wants it to stay in state court. If he loses, he could go to the U.S. Supreme Court. Julie Walker, New York.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass declared a local emergency on the fifth day of protests and announced a curfew that she said was expected to last for several days. Officials said the curfew is necessary to prevent vandalism and theft. California Governor Gavin Newsom asked a court to put an emergency stop to the military from helping federal immigration agents. While speaking at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, Trump defended sending in the troops and called protesters animals. Congressmember Mikey Sherrill won the Democratic primary for governor of New Jersey, while former state lawmaker Jack Cittarelli won the Republican primary. The two will now face each other in November's election. This is AP News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports Ukraine's Air Force says Russian forces launched drone assaults across Ukraine overnight into Wednesday.
The hardest hit area was the northeastern city of Kharkiv, where 17 attack drones struck two residential buildings, killing at least three people and injuring dozens, while civilian infrastructure was also hit hard in Odessa. Firefighters inspect damage outside a residential building in Kharkiv, while others work fast to put out blazes. Air defense systems had intercepted 40 of the drones. 9 more were lost from radars or were jammed, officials say. Images from the scene, published by Ukraine's emergency service, show burned apartments, shattered windows, and firefighters battling the blaze, a Telegram post declaring, "Those are the ordinary sights of peaceful life, those that should never be targeted." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News. Have a good morning.